Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into the fifth agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz and his son Don Jose Ruiz. Sophie, I'm going to be honest with you, I read this one a few years ago, but coming back to it now, it hit me completely differently.
I'm so glad you picked it. This book is the follow-up to The Four Agreements, which is a modern classic, but the fifth agreement really deepens everything. It's about waking up from what they call the dream of the planet, the collective story we've all been told to believe since birth.
Right, and that's what got me this time. The idea that we're all living in a dream that was imposed on us. We didn't choose it. Our parents, teachers, culture, they all handed us a set of rules about what's good, what's bad, what's possible. And we just accepted it.
Exactly.
We're born into this dream, and most of us never question it. We think our thoughts are true, that our judgments are accurate. But the authors say that's just the domesticated mind talking.
Yeah, and that's where the four agreements from the first book come in. They're tools to start breaking free. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. Those four alone are powerful.
But the fifth agreement takes it further. It's be skeptical, but learn to listen. And that sounds simple, but it's actually radical. Being skeptical doesn't mean being cynical. It means refusing to accept any belief as absolute truth, including your own.
That's hard. I mean, I have beliefs I've held my whole life. The idea of questioning them is uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable, but that's the point. The authors say our minds are like a storyteller that never stops narrating. We're constantly interpreting, judging, telling ourselves who we are. But we're not that voice. We're the awareness behind it.
So the fifth agreement is about stepping back and just observing without getting hooked by the story.
Yes, and the listening part is just as important. Most of us don't actually listen to others. We're too busy preparing our response or deciding whether we agree. But the invitation is to listen without judgment, to hear the truth behind the words.
That's a huge shift. If I listen to someone and I'm not trying to defend my own position, I might actually understand where they're coming from.
Right.
And the book says every person is living in their own dream. When you really get that, you stop taking things so personally. Their words are just expressions of their dream, not an attack on you.
There's a line that really stuck with me. We are all artists, and our lives are our masterpieces. We've been taught that life is something that happens to us, but actually, we're the creators of our own experience.
That's the core of it. We get to choose how we respond. We can see through the eyes of fear and judgment, or through the eyes of love and wonder. The fifth agreement gives us that choice.
But it's not about controlling everything. It's about surrendering to the flow of life, not fighting reality.
Exactly. And the authors use the metaphor of a fog. The domesticated mind is like a fog of beliefs that obscures our vision. The fifth agreement is a clear light that burns through that fog, letting us see what's actually there.
One thing I appreciate is that they acknowledge this isn't easy. It takes courage to question the stories that have given you a sense of identity, even if those stories caused you pain.
Right.
But the freedom on the other side is worth it. You stop needing approval from others. You stop trying to be perfect. You just get to be yourself.
And the ultimate goal isn't just personal freedom. It's transforming the collective dream. When enough people wake up, the whole human story changes.
That's a beautiful vision. So, what's your takeaway from this reading?
For me, it's that I'm not my thoughts. I'm the one who notices the thoughts, and I can choose which ones to believe.
That's a powerful practice. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
We're checking out.
Absolutely. The fifth agreement reminds us that we are the dreamers, not the dream. We have the power to create a new story, one based on love instead of fear. We'll see you in the next one.